UCB Ireland, serving the church, reaching the nation.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. There's a ship sailing the world carrying not cargo, but hope. And it's heading to Ireland this summer. Such a joy to be joined by OM Ireland today. Nem and Roche are joining me to tell us all about the Logos Hope, the world's largest floating book fair. Welcome, guys.
Hi, Bev. Nice to be with you.
Great. Nice to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's great to be here. Look forward to sharing with you.
Wonderful. Well, for anyone just tuning in who's never heard of Logos Hope before, how would you describe it in a way that captures just how special it really is? I know it's a loaded question.
I would say the Logos Hope, firstly, it is the world's largest floating book fair. And so it sails across different countries. It has been to more than 244 ports now. And the mission of the ship is to share knowledge, help, and hope. And so when the Logos Hope docks in a port in a country, we open our book fair to the public, where you can access books from 5,000 different book titles, all ranging from different age groups. You would find kids' books there, you'd find stories, you'd find religious literature, you'd find arts, cooking, you know, all of it, you name it. So it is an experience to be in this world's largest floating book fair. And apart from that, Logos Hope is a community of around 300 volunteers who come from across 65 different nationalities.
Wow. So
it is like a global village, a floating global village that comes to different countries. And as you come up the stairs of the Logos Hope, as you come up the gangways, you can see these different cultures, you can talk to them, you can experience different stories and hear about where they come from. So this in itself, this experience of the Logos Hope is special.
Wow, that sounds so amazing and such fun as well. And just take us back there, Roche. Logos Hope has such a wonderful history. Can you tell us a little bit about how it all got started and how long it's been sailing and how just the vision has grown over the years? Can you take us back a little bit and, yeah, tell us from where it started to where it is now? Tell us that story a little bit. That would be great.
Sure. Actually, Logos Hope is the fourth vessel that the ship ministry has had. So the ship ministry started with an idea of taking literature to India.
Wow.
So it's really something special for me, being an Indian, to share this, that the ship ministry actually started to bring literature from Belgium to India. And as an idea of how to transport this literature, the idea of ship came into existence. And it developed along the years. And the first vessel that the ship had was called the Logos. Then they had the Doulos. The third vessel was called the Logos II. Then came Logos Hope. So Logos Hope had its first maiden voyage in 2009 that was from Denmark to Sweden. And since then, as I said, we have visited more than 244 ports. And we have welcomed millions of visitors on board the floating book fair. So with her first maiden voyage in 2009, it has been sailing since, and it is currently sailing as I'm speaking to London, soon going to London. So that's a bit of the history about the ships. Also to add, the ship has another vessel that they purchased in 2023 called the Doulos Hope. So right now we have two vessels going across different parts of the world and sharing knowledge, help, and hope, the Logos Hope and the Doulos Hope.
Wow, that's incredible. Thank you so much for filling us in there. That was really, really helpful and just so amazing to know how God works, because how it
Yes.
started to take books to India, and lo and behold, decades later, you're here today with us, Brite. So that's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what families and individuals can expect when they come on board here in Ireland this summer. And give us the dates as well, guys. When is the ship arriving actually?
Sure. For Ireland, we are very excited that we are coming in holidays where, the families and kids especially would have the time to come and visit this special book fair, this special vessel. As you come on the ship, firstly, what you get is you can experience so many cultures. The very moment you walk on the ship, you will be greeted with a smile through one of our crew members, and you can ask them what country they are from. Tell them, how do you say a greeting in your country? And they would teach you a greeting there. So the cultural experience start the moment you enter the ship. And as you enter, there is this book fair that you can browse from 5,000 different book titles. In the book fair deck, then you also have Hope Cafe, a cafe where you can have some nice refreshments, some ice cream or popcorn or even a cup of coffee, so the kids and the families can experience that after their journey through the book fair. Apart from the book fair, then the Logos Hope is also going to have multiple events while the ship docks in Ireland, both in Dublin and in Cork. So there will be some amazing events targeted for different audiences. The events will be out soon. They are still in the process of being organized and finalized, but soon they will be available on our social media for you to register, sign up. There will be events like youth events, concerts, probably events for women, and all those different events where we'll be partnering with various organizations as well. So that is definitely something to look forward to. And then you can also have a tour of the ship. There will be an opportunity to get a tour of the Logos Hope, to see its history, to see its current mission. Of course, to talk to a few crew members and listen to their story of how they ended up on the ship. And a lot of times it's very encouraging and inspiring as well. So definitely something to look forward to. You can mark your calendars that the Logos Hope will be in Ireland from the 8th of August to the 17th of August in Dublin, and then sailing to Cork, being there from the 18th of August to the 24th of August. So
Fantastic.
we'll be visiting two ports for our visit in Ireland. And later on in the year, we'll also come back to Belfast, that is the north of Ireland.
Now that's brilliant. Really exciting times ahead. So you heard it here, guys. Make sure you put the dates in your calendar, mark down the days, and bring your whole family and friends. So guys, for someone who feels called to get involved, whether as a volunteer or simply to come and visit, what would you say to encourage them to take that step?
I would say the experience that you get on the ship is firstly in itself a big opportunity. And the second thing is when you engage with us as in the crew on board, all of us have a very unique story that God has orchestrated for us to be on the ship. Even our own faith journeys of how we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And so, if you want to volunteer, if you want to volunteer during the time that the ship is going to be in Ireland, you can visit our social medias. You can look up OM Ireland on Instagram and you can get more information there. We would love to get in touch with you. in re regarding volunteering while the ship is in port. If you also want to consider joining the ship's ministry, either for 3 months or a year or 2 years, you can do that again by reaching us to our social media. We will guide you to the right process. And then if you want to just come and visit us, soon the entrance fee will be up on our social medias. We'll start publicizing of the book fair entrance fee, even the events that will take place on the ship, and you can definitely come and attend those. So it will be challenging for you to come and visit, listening to our stories, listening to our experiences of what God is doing all around the world. As the ship sails to different parts of the world, we have so many different stories, so many unique experiences that we would love to share with you. So please do come and visit us, talk to us, find us. We would love to pray with you. We would love to share our testimonies with you and also hear your testimonies, hear what God is doing in your life. So this is a very unique opportunity we look to, and we do invite you as a family, in fact, as a church, to come and visit the Logos Hub.
So beautiful. Thank you. And just lastly, guys, what impact do you hope the visit to Ireland will have? And what would you most like people here to take away from it when it's all said and done?
Well, our heart is to see God's kingdom story being, being played in all of our lives. We strongly believe that despite of our age or our denomination or our professions, God has a unique purpose towards his mission. Be you being a student or you being an engineer or you being a pastor, God has a specific role for you to be involved in his mission, in his kingdom story. And so this is what we would like to see, partnering with the local church, partnering with OM Ireland, to see happen in Ireland, that people would be inspired to say yes to the call that Jesus has for their lives in terms of reaching out to those who have not heard the gospel, living out vibrant lives as Jesus followers, and seeing those least reached people coming to know the saving grace and the love of Jesus. So this is what our desire is. We want to see the Father's kingdom come in and through the ship's visit here in Ireland.
I love it. Thank you so much. That's so powerful. And I'm excited for sure. So, just lastly, guys, is there anything else you would like to plug or tell us about as we close?
I would say just to be involved in what God's already doing. This isn't a plug for a specific thing, but I think the ship is a great opportunity, but it's just part of God's bigger, wider story. And I think he really wants us to join in with what he's doing. We can see already in Ireland that God is moving. God is doing different things. So yeah, we just pray that this visit will be a catalyst for that as well. So I just encourage people to be involved wherever you live, to live out your story, to ask God where he wants you to be involved. And of course, as Bashir has already said, to connect with us on our social media and our website to see how you can be physically involved during this summer too.
Perfect. Thank you so much, guys, for sharing. Nem, really appreciate you joining us today. God bless, and so excited for the Logos Hope ship visiting us.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you. God bless.
Take us with you wherever you go. UCB Ireland.